All right, I'm here with Ross Smith. Ross, tell me a little bit more about yourself and what you do at Microsoft.
Hi, great. Well, thanks for having me. As you said, my name's Ross Smith. I'm the director of tests for the Microsoft Link client test team. I've been at Microsoft about 20 years in test the most of the time. And really excited about Link and the functionality that Link brings to conversations.
So we're going to do a demo of the I Am an Expert application today. But first, tell us a little bit more about what it does.
So I Am an Expert is a great sort of add-on to a Link deployment that really helps you crowdsource knowledge from your organization. We've built a lot of functionality into Link and partnered with the folks in SharePoint to do some sort of contact search, knowledge or expert search within Link, so it makes it easy to find people that you work with or people that you know who may have identified themselves or have done some things in SharePoint. But we wanted to take advantage of some great work from Microsoft Research to expand that to say, you know, people identify themselves or their areas of interest or expertise in many different places. I may have a website on the corporate intranet or my Facebook page, or I may have, you know, places I like to go to read things. Can we mine some of that data to help us better identify expertise throughout the organization? You may be a big baseball fan, for example, but that's not necessarily something you put on a SharePoint site at work. But if I have a question and I want to find you, or maybe you're a programmer in Visual Studio, but again, that may not be your full-time job, but you're an expert in that, or you're able to help with some questions. This helps connect sort of the person seeking information with experts throughout the organization from a variety of different sources.
So tell me a little bit about how the project came about.
Well, it's really great. The work in Microsoft Research, I'm sure many people are familiar with. There's some really groundbreaking stuff going on, and we kind of came across, there's a community of sort of incubation efforts around the company, and in that context, I had heard about I'm an Expert and a couple researchers, Matthew Richardson and Ryan White, who were doing some work on this crowdsourcing activity and building I Am an Expert. And it's really a natural, I mean, it depends on Link. It's a natural fit for Link, and sort of being part of the Link engineering team, it fits in very naturally with sort of the types of things we like to do. And we have an effort on our test team called 42 Projects, which is really to encourage people to experiment and try new ways of doing things, new ways of testing. And so we've had there's a broader initiative around real-world testing. Is how do you simulate real-world problems, and does our code hold up, and do we find solutions that can work, or do we build products that can work for real solutions? And so, so as part of all that effort to maybe experiment with connecting these folks with our test team to see if we could get this into a good enough shape where it could be used as pilot or as sample code or things like that. So Matt and Ryan did a great deal of work to really kind of fit into our process, and then we kind of worked with them to, because it's sort of out of the normal cycle. And then we partnered with Peter Krebs from the Adoption and Training Kit as a way to sort of put it out there for download. And so it was really a great collaboration across a number of different groups, lots of different people, all kind of contributing extra because they see the value and the benefit that this will bring for large organizations in terms of just helping connect expertise with those seeking knowledge. So it's we're really proud of how the effort has gone.
Great. Can you show us a demo of this?
Absolutely. So there's sort of a number of different components, and there's a kind of give a pitch for another more detailed, there's an interview coming up with the researchers who did it, so they'll talk a little bit more about some of the specifics behind the scenes. But we have a bot that runs up on the server, and then there's sort of database of experts and expertise. And then what I'll show you here first is the sort of a web-based front end, and then there's also an interface through Link, which I'll show you. But I think one of the biggest things, at least for me, when I signed up as an expert, it was to really, okay, I'm not sure I want everybody asking me questions all day long. You know, there's times I'm happy to help out, you know, if I'm not busy or I'm free, or maybe it's after work or lunchtime or something like that. But it's not something that I want to all of a sudden sign up and all of a sudden I'm getting peppered with questions all day long. So they did a lot of great work on sort of availability and sort of being able to know when I'm available. And so there's a number of different things. I'll kind of show those first before I show the expertise, because it is, for me, that was kind of the first thing I looked for. But it's really, I can say, you know, question restrictions. You know, I want only 10 questions a day, or I want one question a day. So I can limit it by the number of questions a day. I can tell it to wait. Like if I get one, you know, I don't want, if I get one, wait another hour before I get another one. I don't want too many of these. I can also tie myself to a particular group. So we can group, say I only want to answer questions about Link, for example. So I'm not getting questions on should I buy this high definition television or something like that. And then I can also, and I'll show this in the demo, I can be anonymous to the person asking the question, which is, I found very, I kind of learned that one pretty quickly, is that if someone is looking, hey, I have a question on making a phone call with Link, how do I do this? And then if I answer, then I get an immediate question back to me, hey, I made a phone call, now how do I record it, right? And all of a sudden I become the personal support for this person. So that anonymous feature is very valuable to me. So when they, I can answer a question, but they don't see me and my identity. Now, if I choose it, it's like, oh, it's my boss, right? And then I may want to say, hey, it's me, Ross, yeah, glad to help. But in other cases, I may not want to. So that gives me the preference over that setting. And so those were kind of key things. And then the other feature, this works in conjunction with the present setting in Link. So if my setting in Link is available and all these line up and there's a question for me, I'll get a question. But if all these line up and my setting in Link is busy or I'm in a meeting, I won't get a question. So there's a lot of control around when I'm able to do this, which is, for me, participating as an expert, I found very valuable, and I think people will enjoy that piece. So beyond that, I can come in here and I can provide a bunch of URLs, either things that my personal SharePoint site, or maybe web pages that I like to read, my Facebook page, something like that. I can just provide URLs, and there's tools up on the server that will go out and scan those and find keywords, or I can just enter keywords directly. I can put Link 2010 and now I'm identified, and then I save this profile, and you know, I go through my settings, save this profile, save my changes, and then that will register up in the database and sort of start to connect me in the system. So we have several thousand folks across Microsoft signed up as experts, and so if I want to crowdsource them to help answer my question, I can come into Link and I can use the search bar here and search for I Am Expert, which is a bot that's running up on a server, and I can fire up a conversation with that bot and ask it my question. So, for example, I've heard that there's an add-in to Visual Studio to help me do code reviews, online code reviews, using Link technology. So I can ask the bot this question. Is there an add-in for Visual Studio for Link functionality? So now this will go and query against the expertise that people have sort of self-identified, and you know, find those who are available right now who have changed their preferences to be willing to answer my question, and go out and then redirect. So it comes back to me and says, forwarding your questions, please wait a few minutes for recipients to respond. And so now this is going out. This will go out to however many people have sort of been found to match, and it says still waiting. Oh, and it says anonymous is willing to help. So one of the nice things here is that, you know, as I ask this question, I'll just answer quickly. I'll just say, hey, thank you. It says here, Anonymous says, yes, there's one coming soon, and there's a Channel 9 video about it. So
nice.
What's great about that is that person is now not my own personal support person, right? They can remain anonymous if they choose to be. Or,
yeah.
So if I have another question about, well, where do I install it, or how's it built, they don't get signed up permanently to be my own support channel. And so so I can just say, great, thanks. And then it'll tell me to, when I'm finished, to just say bye. And they just said, sure, no problem. And then I also have the option to rate how helpful they were. And you'll see in a minute here where that rating comes in to benefit them. And so, you know, this was very helpful for me, so I'll rate that person a 5. And then I just say bye, and I close the window. And now I have an answer to my question, and someone was able to help me. I have no idea who that person was, where they work. But if they wanted to choose and contact me directly, they also have my name, so they can answer. Now, when I come the other direction, I can sign up. You've seen how I've set. And now I get a message from I'm an Expert and say, I got a question. Hey, I heard there's a language translation add-in for Link. Where do I get it? And so I have signed up as an expert. We saw some of the keywords I put in. I've signed up as an expert for this machine translation add-in. And I can say, I reply yes to help. And now we've made a connection. And I will just point them. There's a download. Oops, download on Microsoft.com Download Center. Search for Link. And let them know how to go find. So I opted in as anonymous to them. So if they have hey, where do I download it? What's it built in? When's it available? What languages? They're not peppering me with those questions. I can opt out of I Am an Expert, set my profile settings, change my status to busy or away, and I won't get those questions. But if, you know, a week from now they have another question and I'm online and I'm available and willing to, I may get connected with them again. And luckily they've rated me a 5 as very helpful. So it gives us a chance to find people and help each other out and really build sort of a network of knowledge in a free-flowing, sort of instantaneous way. Like that whole transaction for, you know, I have a quick question I can ask people. I don't feel like I'm offending people, but I get an immediate answer to exactly what I'm looking for based on the expertise of the people. So as we saw, my exchange with on both ends of the system, over time, there's a lot of great organizational knowledge that is built up. And so the system will maintain a list of sort of FAQs. Of what are the questions that have been asked over time? What were the answers? What was the answer rating? And it also showed questions that were asked that were never answered. And so that builds a great set of organizational or institutional knowledge around this. And so then one other piece that we've shown, we've done a lot of work with the use of game mechanics, productivity games, and so the system has a built-in leaderboard that rewards, that will list how people have been rated, how many they've answered, and it's a great way to encourage participation. And so, you know, you may do gift cards or other little rewards for those people that are really helping out. And we used a process similar to this in some of our internal testing. And it really helps motivate people to participate and adds some fun and sort of play to the work while you're building institutional knowledge and crowdsourcing.
Great. So in part two, we're going to be diving into the technical details of the implementation. But can you shed some light on how I Am an Expert fits with the Link platform vision?
Yeah. So the great thing about Link 2010 is the ability to build things like I Am an Expert on top of a platform to sort of communications-enabled business process and really think about what are the organizational challenges. How do you find expertise around a large organization? And so we're just kind of tapping the surface here and working closely with a lot of partner interest and a lot of interest within Microsoft on how we can build this out and really scale out this idea of crowdsourcing institutional knowledge. And so we're really looking forward to seeing how things evolve with Link 2010 as a platform, both on the client end and the Office 365 service and through our server products and our server bots. There's some fascinating stuff that we're starting to see materialize out of I Am an Expert.
Excellent. Where can people go for more information?
Great question. So if you go right to, just happen to have it up right here, the Microsoft Download Center on Microsoft.com. Just search for I Am an Expert or link, and there's there with documentation, there's an overview, and then you've got this video.
Excellent. And people should stay tuned for part two, where we'll dig into the technical details.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is great. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Ross.
All right, thanks.